falling in love and having that Hollywood movie romance is something that most girls dream of from a young age, after their introduction to Disney princesses and the wonderful love stories that they tell. The dream castle, the perfect prince, and the happily ever after. But the movies don't show you what happens after you fall in love. It's not all plain sailing and happy couples. Even in the most loved up relationships, there will be hardship and heartbreak and even unrequited love. And unrequited love is when someone falls in love with someone else who sadly doesn't share the same feelings, which then leads to rejection and a whole lot of awkwardness. Believe it or not, the thought of this runs through every girl's mind from a young age. The embarrassment and heartache of being in love with somebody who doesn't love you back feels awful. Now, there are many reasons why people are afraid to fall in love. And as you get older, the list seems to get longer and more complicated depending on your experience in the dating world. But some of these reasons are: past relationships ending badly or resulting in some form of trauma, insecurities, and childhood trauma leading to attachment issues. And also, let's not forget the fear of rejection. Now guys, let's be honest, you're not going to jump headfirst into a new relationship if you have anxieties about something going wrong, right? A new relationship is unfamiliar, uncharted territory, and even the most experienced people cannot predict what could happen. Even with the reasons to be afraid of love, naturally it will happen over time, and being able to spot the signs that a girl likes you can be beneficial when navigating the dating scene. So do you know what signs look out for when you are talking to a girl? Well, don't worry if you don't, because we've done the research and pinpointed some key signs that a girl likes you, even if she is afraid of rejection. Let's go, like and subscribe. Compliments. The easiest way for someone to show signs of feelings is by dishing out the compliments. Telling someone that they look nice or that you like their hairstyle can be a big giveaway. When a girl compliments your looks or what you are wearing, she is telling you exactly what she looks at when she's talking to you. Complimenting a guy is the easiest way to test the waters, to see how he reacts to said compliment without giving too much away. If you don't respond in a way that a woman wants you to, or a way that makes her think that you don't like her back, then she can pass the compliment off as just being friendly and quickly change the subject before she gets too embarrassed. Go-to person. If a girl has feelings for you, you will slowly become the person that she goes to for everything. The idea behind this is that she is slowly becoming attached to you and cares about you. So she wants you to be the first person that she shares any news with, good or even bad. You will be the person that she calls first when she has news to share or when she's feeling bored and just wants a chat. You will become a sense of security and comfort to her the more time she spends with you. However, even in this scenario, if at any point she feels as though she is going to be rejected or that feeling is not mutual, she has an out by saying she is getting close to you because she thought that you were just friends, maybe even best friends. Be aware of the friend zone. If it isn't a place you want to be in, once you're in there, it can be difficult to come back out. Communication. We are all aware that technology has vastly changed the way we communicate from person to person. We no longer send a letter in the post and wait a week for a reply. Instant messaging is now at our fingertips, which is beneficial for all who understand how to use it. Sorry, Mum. When a girl likes you, she will text you a lot throughout the day. And the more comfortable she becomes with you, those texts may turn into phone calls or even FaceTime. Wanting to be in a constant contact with you, well, this is a massive indicator that she has feelings for you and she enjoys being told about yourself or what is happening when she isn't there. Nowadays, there are many different platforms that you can use to communicate with, from the WhatsApp to the Snapchats to the iMessages and also Instagram. If a girl uses any of these platforms to communicate with you, this is a huge green flag for her feelings. Again, she also has an out if those feelings are not matched. In today's world, because most of our communication is done through a phone, without standing next to someone and seeing their device, you don't know if they are texting more than one person at a time. It is second nature to us now to have multiple conversations with different people across different apps without even batting an eyelid. If a woman feels as though she isn't getting what she wants from you, you are not reciprocating the effort she is putting into texting and communicating, she will always have a backup to show you before she gets embarrassed. For example, she is texting a few different people at the same time, so that's why she's not replying too quickly. Or maybe she is always on her phone and that's because she's just popular. Having that backup of, oh, I thought we were friends, that's why we were texting so much, is essentially a safety blanket for the ladies to protect their feelings and their pride, when in reality they've been texting so much because, well, they want to talk to you all the time if they can't physically be with you. Social media. In addition to the previous point, with the rise in technology, there has been several social media platforms created as forms of displaying pictures and videos of one's life and fun activities. If a girl likes you but isn't certain if you like her back, she will often check your social media to see if other girls are interacting with you, essentially checking out the competition. Another way a woman will use social media to test the waters with you would be posting certain pictures with you or you to gauge on how much you react to being public with her. These pictures could be maybe of your hands as you're walking or a picture of you from behind. Any picture that cannot pinpoint who you are but make it known there is someone in her life. Women have this idea that if a man does not want to appear taken or off the market, then they would not like pictures like this being plastered across social media. The perfect indication of if you share the same feelings as her or if you're entertaining other girls at the same time. Body language. The next time you step outside, whether that be to go on a date or just to go about your daily life, well, take a second to stop and watch how a woman acts around men. I can guarantee that her eyes will be all over him, and not because she is undressing him with her eyes. Well, that could maybe be one reason. She is scanning his body language to try and anticipate his mood and or feelings towards her. The way you stand and how your body moves when you are around someone that you're comfortable with and care for is a huge indicator for the ladies to know if they are in with a good chance or if they are just a friend. To some women, the idea of being rejected is the most terrifying thing in their minds. So they will come up with a few different ways that they can discover how a man feels about them without putting themselves in the firing line. Some women will even avoid dating at all times because the fear of being hurt is way too much. Although it is a part of life to experience happiness and sadness, love and heartbreak, if we try to avoid it at all costs, we can sometimes ruin what could have been without even knowing it. Hopefully, by knowing and understanding how women display their feelings without appearing so obvious, you can reassure the lady of your dreams that the feeling is actually mutual and that the relationship can blossom without all of that unnecessary stress and anxiety.